CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Alan Gordon, CoachMaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at CoachMaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose CoachMaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At CoachMaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
CoachMaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember CoachMaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. You've tuned into The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm really glad to have you with me. So if you want to follow me on social media, which you really ought to be doing, on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. Everything else, Facebook, Instagram, all of that is Michael D. Brown. And, of course, the text line is always open, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 33103, 33103, keyword Michael. We're going to talk in a minute about, obviously, the news story of the week, everything that everybody's talking about. And, of course, that's the crap show going on in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But before we do, I want to go to a text message that I saw when I opened up the text line this morning that I think might help give some context, not just to the Iranian situation, but Greenland, Iran, Minnesota, the economy, everything. And it comes from a regular listener out of Denver, Uber number 2377. And we call her the farmer's daughter. And the farmer's daughter writes this: I'm listening to the second hour podcast from Friday about Iran. I understand that Trump is in charge as president, but how much does the cabinet and staff play into his multiple levels of chess? Not asking to be stupid. No, it's not stupid. It's actually, I think, a very good question. Not asking to be stupid, but how does that decision-making process happen in the White House? What is the best way to keep that in mind with current world and national events? I guess, Gretchen, I think it's a great question. Let's start out by, first, I don't think most people understand the physical layout of the West Wing and the old executive office building. If you look at a photograph of the White House, it's normally taken from Lafayette Park, which is just north of the North Portico, it's just across the street. That's what's referred to as the East Wing. No, that's not what's being torn down. What's being torn down and replaced with that ballroom was a really small annex about the size of a double-wide trailer that was built, and I forget who built it, but it's ancient, that was added to the East Wing. The East Wing, the upper floors of the East Wing, are what's called the residence. And that's where the president, the first lady, and Baron, whoever's there, guests, that's where the Lincoln bedroom is. That's where the family lives in the White House. And when you come down, usually the president comes down an elevator, but you can also take a kind of a winding staircase up to the residence. And sometimes the president might walk down that stairwell. And as he comes down the stairwell, he will, as he reaches the first floor of the East Wing, he can either take a right and walk through the first floor of the East Wing over to the West Wing, or he can walk outside, and sometimes you can walk through the Red Room, and there are different rooms that you can walk through that takes you out to the West Portico, which is usually where you see Marine One land, and he can walk along the colonnade and, you know, kind of walk outside if he wants to get some fresh air and take a door that walks in directly into the Oval Office. So that kind of gives you a layout of where he lives and how he comes down. And sometimes staff, very, not rarely, but sometimes staff will go into the residence. You know, perhaps he might have a cabinet member or the national security advisor. He might have some friends over or whatever, and they'll have dinner up in the residence. And it's quite an honor to have, you know, to be able to do that. But once the president comes down in the morning, makes that right turn either inside the East Wing or goes out into the colonnade and walks into the Oval Office, I want you to now envision the Oval Office. You've seen the president sitting at the Resolute desk and those oval windows and the curtains and everything that he's hung up. He's hung more crap in the Oval Office than I think any president in the history of the country. That desk looks to the north, and that's where the fireplace is when you see the president sitting in the Oval Office with a guest, a world leader, and there are two couches or two chairs, a table in between in front of the fireplace, and then a couch alongside that is perpendicular to where the president and the guest might sit. This president does tend to do a lot of work behind the Resolute desk. As he's looking at his desktop, he can look to his right, and as he looks to his right, there's a door that really it's not meant to be a hidden door, but because the way the Oval Office is designed, you'd have to actually look closely because he can actually hang things on that door and you wouldn't see it unless you looked down and found the knob. And that knob, that door to his right as he's sitting at the desk, opens to where his personal secretary sits. If you look to the left, there are two doors, one which opens into a hallway, and you walk directly through that, across that hallway, just a couple of steps, into the Roosevelt Room. Or he could make a right turn and walk a few steps to his right, again going eastward, and go up a couple of steps, and then walk into the cabinet room. And the cabinet room kind of sits over there between the Roosevelt room, the personal secretary's office, and the Oval Office. That's the cabinet room. And, of course, that's when you see the cabinet meetings, that's where that's being held. And I lay that out because I haven't described anything else, except I want to make sure you understand it's all very tight, all very small. And the reason I point that out is because everybody, you know, in movies or otherwise, you get this visual that the West Wing is this huge, you know, monstrous area, and it's not. The offices are very tiny, very small, other than the Oval Office. The Roosevelt Room is not, I mean, it's large, but it's not like a giant conference room that you would see at, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase in Midtown Manhattan. It's a small conference room. It has a fireplace at one end, has a Remington statue, and a portrait of Theodore Roosevelt at one end. And that's where a lot of meetings take place. Staff meetings, other meetings, they'll take place if they're not taking place in the Oval Office. Also in the Oval Office, as he's sitting at his desk, there's that door that I just described to his left that goes across the hall into the Roosevelt Room. And then a little closer to him, again to his left, is a private office where he can have lunch with, you know, two or three people or by himself or whatever. And some business takes place there. Now, if you walk outside the Oval Office to his left, and instead of going into the Roosevelt Room, you turn to your left and walk down that hallway, you'll eventually walk down, or you can turn, and you can walk down some steps. Probably, I don't remember exactly, but I would say anywhere between 5 and 10 steps downward, and that will take you to where the White House mess is, again, to your left as you go down those steps, or you could take a right or keep going straight, and that will take you to the White House Situation Room. That's divided into two parts. The first part is where the naval commanders, all the Navy people work, the comms people. There's a row of boxes there where you put your cell phone, and then once you get waved in, the door will open and you walk in, and that's where the Situation Room, the White House sit room. That's the layout. Oh, you know, there's one other part you should understand, in terms of the logistics. Most of the staff is located in the West Wing. By staff, I mean the White House Press Secretary, the National Security Advisor, the Homeland Security Advisor. There might be some comms people, the Legislative Affairs Director, those kinds of people. All the chiefs of staff are all located there, and they're mostly on a second floor just slightly above the Oval Office, and some are actually above the Oval Office, and some are just to the left and in front of the Oval Office. So when you ask about how's the decision making, how does it take place? Well, rarely. I mean, Bush would do this. Bush would go out of the Oval Office, and he might walk up and see White House General Counsel on the second floor. Or he might go see Andy Carr, the Chief of Staff, who would be on he was also on the second floor. But most of the time, they come to the president. And whether that meeting occurs, and it depends on who he brings in. This president, I think, makes decisions primarily himself. He gets an idea in his head. He sends texts out from everything that I've read and from people that I've known that worked with Trump 1.0. I don't know personally, I don't think, anybody that works with Trump 2.0. But Trump 2.0 probably works a lot like Trump 1.0. And I'll tell you how that is coming up next. I'll be right back.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with PureTalk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250, say Mike Rowe, for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company. Pure Talk.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show.
we address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in on Saturdays or whenever you listen to the program, because, you know, you can listen to it almost any time. We can time shift everything, can't we? We can time shift everything except time itself. So I'm responding to a text message that I think is pretty good about, you know, what's the best way to keep in mind how a president makes decision, how involved is the staff and the cabinet in the decision-making process? So I laid out in that first segment kind of the layout of the West Wing, because it's important to understand where people are in terms of their proximity to POTUS. Now, the cabinet itself, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of Defense, the Commerce Secretary, they're all scattered around D.C. They don't have offices in the White House, the West Wing, or even in the old executive office building next door. There may be some representatives of the different cabinet departments that may have an office in the old executive office next door. But otherwise, no, they're out doing other things. So if they want to meet with the president, they come to him. Now, occasionally the president will go to the Pentagon and the State Department, but Trump rarely does that. He prefers everybody to come to him, and that's fine. That's just a matter of personal taste. But I tend to think that what Trump does is that Trump gets something in his head, and he will pass that on to Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, or to his personal secretary or to the cabinet secretary. It may be in the form of a text message. It might be in the form of a Truth Social post. I don't know. Or it might be just, you know, he yells at one of them to come in, or he buzzes, you know, Susie Wiles to come in. And come in the Oval Office, and he describes some idea that he has. And then they disseminate that out to the right people and have them start vetting the idea, and eventually that idea gets vetted through the immediate White House staff, what's called there's the Executive Office of the President. And the Executive Office of the President are all those people I just described, the chiefs of staff. You know, you have the main chief of staff, you got a chief of staff for operations, you got a chief of staff for, you know, deputy chief staff. There's usually three or four of them. You have the comms people, the press secretary, and all of their staffs. You got the national security advisor, their staff, homeland security advisor, their staff. They're all within that West Wing complex and in the old executive office building, including, I might add, the Secret Service. I was just thinking about the Secret Service, who's there in the West Wing and in the EOB, the OEOB, the old executive office building. And eventually that paperwork starts flying around and getting vetted. And at some point, Trump will either ask, or the chief of staff will say, or the cabinet secretary or the personal secretary will say, you know, that idea that you mentioned, well, we want to report that. We want to give you, you know, our response to it. And sometimes it might be via memo. It might be a meeting. There are also times when things will percolate up to the president for the president to make a decision. And that might be the result of an immediate meeting. They're sitting in a cabinet meeting and something comes about, and you might see him lean over to, you know, if Rubio is sitting on, generally I'm trying to think, Rubio would be on his right, Hegseth would be on his left, and he might whisper in their ear, you know, hey, listen, let's follow up on XYZ. Or he might look right across the table where J.D. Vance, the vice president, is sitting and say, hey, J.D., follow up on that and find out, you know, what we can or cannot do. It's a constant flow back and forth. But that flow, and I think what he learned from the first administration, and presidents that don't allow the staff to control or at least somehow have their fingers on the flow of information, they're going to get overwhelmed. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, you know, everybody talked about how they were policy wonks. Barack Obama, policy wonks. That one, you know, they get into every single little detail. that mires them down and it slows down the decision-making process. And it gets, you know, mired in the bureaucracy of the executive office of the president. I don't think Trump does that. I heard Scott Bessent yesterday say in response to, I think, Laura Ingraham or somebody, I forget where I heard it, was on the plane with him, and they were having breakfast or something on the plane as they were going to some meeting. And she asked, you know, what's it like working with Trump? And his response was, it's nonstop. You can't keep up with him. He's always two or three steps ahead of you. And I think that's why the decision-making process emanates primarily from the Oval Office. So they're getting fed all of these things that he wants to do at the same time that all the other things that he's wanted to do or they want to do, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for people like the Treasury Secretary, the Secretary of State, Secretary of War, all of these people. It is constant. And for the deputy secretaries and the undersecretaries, it's actually even worse. Because while I might have had a portfolio that was my responsibility as the undersecretary of Homeland Security, nonetheless, I had inputs constantly from other cabinet departments. I was constantly getting briefed by the CIA or the DOD. Or for that matter, I was constantly being called by the White House. Hey, we need you to come over for a meeting. So I might be in the middle of something and suddenly next thing I know, I'm in the car headed over to the West Wing, walking in and going into the Roosevelt Room for a meeting that was impromptu. Or sometimes they would get scheduled and you would know that every Tuesday at 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m., you've got to be over in the Roosevelt Room ready for because, you know, Bush or Cheney or somebody's got something going on or the chiefs of staff are having a meeting. So this is a constant flow of information back and forth. One thing that I think is probably more so true with Trump than, it's certainly true with Bush. Biden, no clue. I don't even know with Biden if there was a decision-making process. But at least with my personal experience with Bush, and I think it's probably true also with Trump, is that the inputs are very tightly controlled by three people. Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, and I don't remember their names, but the cabinet secretary, you've seen the guy that comes in and hands Trump the executive orders and explains what that executive order is. That's the cabinet secretary. And what he's doing is he is helping control the flow of information to the president also, along with the personal secretary, who not only takes care of the flow of information and the appointment schedule and everything else, but also helps control the flow of paper into Trump. I kind of gather from just watching Trump, he doesn't like paper. He just wants to hear what's happening. And he has a mind that I think never stops, is constantly on the move. The brain cells are constantly vibrating. And so he wants to hear what's going on because he just immediately responds to that. He makes the impromptu decisions and is also at the time he makes those decisions is thinking two or three steps ahead. So generally speaking, I would say that's the decision-making process. And the apparatus is very fast-paced. It never lets up. And with somebody like Trump, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if they ever slip up, think about how would you like to work 24/7, always getting phone calls or texts in the middle of the night. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steakhouse Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine Coldwater Lobster, Jumbo USA Sea Scallops, 16-ounce USDA Choice Ribeye Steaks, and 8-ounce Filet Mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. Woo! We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready? Top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'd greatly appreciate it if you would subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button, and that will download the weekday program. We do a weekday program Monday through Friday, and then it'll also get you the Saturday program. So you'll get all 6 days of Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Go download that right now. Go subscribe to it. By the way, leave a 5-star review, because that helps us with the stupid algorithm when they start syndicating out the podcast. One other thing, I enjoy talking about this layout and decision making, because it's something that not everybody gets to experience. So the Goober number 9249 writes, Michael, listening to your explanation of the White House compound, I often see members of the administration talking with the press outside in an area that looks like there are small cottages behind them. Where is this? What are those small cottage-like buildings? That's what we call Pebble Beach. Now, Pebble Beach is the informal name for what's really the television stand-up area. It's on the north lawn, just off the West Wing driveway. And that's where the networks and the cables, or whoever's been, you know, according to the White House Correspondents Association, whoever gets, you know, dibs on those locations, that's where they set up for their live shots. And that gives them the north portico, the kind of rounded front porch with the columns. That gives the north portico as the backdrop to their news stories. Now, it got the nickname back in the 1990s because at that time the ground was covered in gravel, and so it kind of resembled, you know, a pebble beach. And the name stuck even after it was finally rebuilt in stone and paint, you know, kind of stone and asphalt combination. But it was called Pebble Beach because of, well, the golf course Pebble Beach out in California. It was during the Bush. So maybe in 2002, 2003, it was rebuilt with that smooth stone surface and kind of a neater layout. But they still call it Pebble Beach. The tents, those are a series of small enclosed stand-up booths or tents that get assigned to all the major TV networks and some other, you know, outlets. And that's what is used for the live shots and the interviews. So if it's kind of nasty out, they can go stand in those. They can keep their computer and equipment, all of that in. And they're just simply described as network booths or stand-up positions or live shot positions. And they've got lights, power. Sometimes they'll have heat and air conditioning so that the correspondents can work and, you know, whatever the weather is. And each of the major networks has its own reserve space, and it creates this row of branded tent booths where they can, you know, they can file their packages and they can do their hits for their shows, and then they can wait under the cover between the live shots. And if you ever see that from that angle from the North Portico, you'll see what's called the Northwest Gate. And there's a funny story about the Northwest Gate. At least it's funny to me, maybe not to you. But when I first went to work for Bush, the day that I, you know, the day after I arrive in D.C., I have a meeting with White House counsel. Now, I've been in the White House twice before that, but under very controlled conditions. It was one time to meet President Reagan and one time to meet George H.W. Bush. And so it was a very tightly controlled deal where, you know, I go to the visitor's entrance on the kind of the far end of the East Wing, on the east side of the East Wing. And I get escorted in, so I don't have to do anything. I just have to follow whoever's escorting me in. But this day, I have an appointment with the general counsel, my first day. In fact, I know the general counsel at the time, White House General Counsel Al Gonzalez, who went on to be attorney general for a while. He was one of President Bush's Texas Supreme Court judges. And Al and I had known each other for a couple of years before Bush got elected. So I show up that day at the Northwest Gate. And I check in with the Secret Service. I give them my name and my ID, tell them, you know, I've got an appointment with, you know, with the general counsel at, you know, let's say it's at 9 a.m. And so I'm there at, you know, 8 or 8:30. And they, you know, they check the log. Yes, I'm on the calendar. And I go through the magnetometer. This is before I had my White House pass or anything. So I'm getting checked just like any other visitor. And I get through and they open the door and I step out onto where Pebble, kind of where the end of Pebble Beach is. And I stop. And I think to myself, I have no freaking idea where I'm going. I haven't turned or anything yet. And I hear this voice behind me, and it's the uniformed Secret Service guy who says, "You don't know where you're going, do you?" I kind of chuckled, looked at him and said, "No, I really have no idea where I'm going." He says, just follow Pebble Beach down and see this door. It kind of slopes because the west wing is slightly lower than the east wing. He says, kind of see the top of that door. I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Just walk in that door. There's a reception person there. They know you're coming and they will, you know, you can sit and they'll, you know, call you when it's your turn." So I go in and I walk in and I sit down, and sure enough, there's a really nice woman sitting at the reception desk, and she says, "Hello, Mr. Brown, have a seat. You know, Mr. Gonzalez will be with you in a moment." And you sit in this area, and if you've never been there before, and it's your first time, you'll never forget it. Because you look around and there are all of these amazing historical artifacts. You know, a painting of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. Or, you know, there might be another Remington, a piece of art. There might be, you know, in a glass case, a gift that, you know, maybe Queen Elizabeth gave, you know, Richard Nixon or something. And it's sitting there. And you're just sitting there in awe of all of this stuff. And then, of course, the secretary or whoever it is, the chief of staff or somebody for the White House counsel came down and got me. And, you know, you start going, winding your way through, and you walk up the staircase and you go into the office. And that's what I did. And I sat down in Al Gonzalez's office and I just simply said, "Wow, this is pretty damn cool." And Al, who's, you know, been there for a few days too, this is just shortly after the inauguration, he kind of whispers to me like, "Yeah, it really is cool, isn't it? It's simply amazing." And then it's funny how over time, because, I mean, that's day one. For me, that's day one. No clue where I'm going at all. Now, fast forward, and, you know, I'm in the White House occasionally, not a lot, but I'm in the White House occasionally. But then 9/11 happens. And the next thing you know, I've got a security detail. I've got a second presidential nomination and another confirmation hearing coming up. And I now have a security detail. I now have a White House pass, and I now have unfettered access to the West Wing. It's really amazing. And I'll never forget that. And one of the great things that I got to do when I was the undersecretary, if my parents came in for a weekend and I didn't tell them what we were doing. I just said we were going to dinner. And, you know, the security people are outside, but today they've got an extra car because I've got my mom and dad with me and we can't all fit into one car. So we walk out the townhouse and, you know, my detail puts my parents in the car and I get in the car and we go to dinner. And of course they're amazed because, "Wow, why do you have a detail?" Well, because, you know, it's for security reasons. We finish dinner in Georgetown and I say, "Come on, we're going to do something fun." And again, because I've got the pass and because my security detail have their passes, we don't have to walk from a gate. They stop at the gate. You may have seen on the south side of the White House, you see that fence where people walk and there are usually protests and things going along. Well, there's a drive on just the other side of that fence. And there is a gate on what would be the east end. And our two cars drive up. They wave us through. We drive along that gate. We're now inside the fence. And of course, I wish I'd been in the car with my parents, but, you know, they now realize, oh, they're on the White House grounds. And then we pull up to West Executive Drive. The two cars stop right on the entrance to the West Wing, and they get out. They open the door for me and they open the door for my parents. And I just say, "Come on, we're going to go take a tour." And we walk in and we walk through. I show them the Oval Office. We walk down. I show them where I can't take them into the White House Situation Room. I show them where the mess is. I show them the cabinet room. I show them the Roosevelt room. We walk down the east wing a little bit and see, you know, just on the first floor. Obviously can't go up to the residence. And I just take a tour of the White House. We step out onto the north portico. Let them see that. Step out into the south side. Let them see the south side. And it's just amazing because, and one thing they noticed too, which I think everybody who ever goes for the first time, is they commented too about, oh, this is much smaller than we expected. Yes, it's just not very large at all. So that's it. That's the logistics. That's kind of how the layout is. I've described the layout and the decision making. And so I think now when you see these things on TV, it'll give you a little different perspective of everything else that's going on behind those cameras, because all you see are the cameras pointed at the president or whoever's sitting with him in front of the fireplace. I'll be right back.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Carrie Growl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Tells me that, yeah, we must be on the right track. If we're the target right now, then we must be doing something right. So we could talk about what's going on in Tehran. Well, not just Tehran, but the entire country of Iran. Or we could talk about Minnesota. We can talk eventually about Portland, Oregon. We can talk about the economy and the jobs numbers. We can talk about any number of things. But I want to start out primarily with Minneapolis. Because the attack against I've tried to choose my words carefully here. The attack against an ICE agent in Minneapolis was not an accident. And it was not a sort of random strategy. And it wasn't, I don't think, again, we'll have an investigation. The feds will investigate. And, I mean, there's no jurisdictional authority for the locals or the states to investigate, but there's nothing that prevents them from conducting their own investigation. Now, they may not have access to all the materials that the feds are going to have, but if they want to conduct their own investigation, then have at it. But this is purely a federal issue because a federal crime was probably committed. So I know that, like a lot of people, I probably too am, you know, maybe I should wait until the investigation comes out. But I can't do that as long as all this other disinformation keeps getting fed to us. I do not believe, for example, this was some random accident. And I don't think it was just a misunderstanding. Instead, I think this is the direct result of a far left-wing Marxist undertow, undercurrent, no longer covert, overt, that is trying to actually facilitate physical confrontation with law enforcement. And they're trying to portray it as something that is morally okay, and quite honestly, they're doing it because it's useful to them politically. Now, when that culture kind of, you know, runs into a moving vehicle runs into an officer, when the culture causes a vehicle to move and hit an armed officer, it's catastrophic and it's tragic and it's unfortunate, and I think it's deliberate. Now, many people may say, oh, you can't come to that conclusion yet. Well, it seems to me that liberals, the Marxists, the globalists, the people that are trying to undermine everything, let me put it this way. Let me put it in a more neutral term that is, I think, unequivocal. It is a furtherance of the attempt started by Barack Obama to fundamentally transform this country. That's what we're witnessing. Progressivism, which has been quietly, you know, kind of subtly trying to, you know, propagandize us into thinking that, you know, our compassion should be taken care of, you know, we should take care of everybody that's less fortunate than you and me, that the government should do that. Or that, you know, we're a horrible force. We're an evil force in the world, when I think we're a good force in the world. And I think that these Marxists are serious about a civil war. I think they're serious about tearing the country apart. Listen to Larry Krasner. He's the district attorney of Philadelphia. having been installed by top Democrat donor George Soros. Listen to this.
If any law enforcement agent, any ICE agent, is going to come to Philly to commit crimes, then you can get the...
Oh, got to stop. Is going to commit crimes, what? Oh, then you got to get out of here. You know, but they all like to use the F-bomb now. You got to get the F out of here.
Because if you do that here, I will charge you with those crimes. You will be arrested. You will stand trial. You will be convicted, whether it's in state or federal court. It's my office prosecuting it. That's how the law works. And you will do your time.
Wow. What crime was committed? You see that what they've done is they have managed to now elevate something that we've all, I shouldn't say all of us because some of us didn't vote for them, but I voted for this. I voted for several things, but the first one was stop filling the bathtub, seal the border. So Trump did that. He sealed the border and we now have, we still get a few trickles, but we don't have this flood that we had. But then I wanted somebody to mop up all of the water that's been flooding the entire house, flooding the entire country, and we're doing that. And we're doing that by deporting the people who are here illegally. And quite frankly, we started out with, yes, those that are the worst of the worst. And we should continue to focus on those. But I don't have a problem. If you're in the country illegally, I don't have a problem if you get swept up in a raid and you can't prove that you have a green card. Or that you're here illegally, that you came here illegally. I don't have a problem with you being deported. None whatsoever. And I have to admit, if you brought your family here, I kind of feel sorry for your family because maybe they didn't have a choice, but nonetheless, you're all here illegally, so time to go home. Because there are a lot of people in this country, if we are, as the left likes to say, a nation of immigrants, then those immigrants, generally speaking, other than early in the 1800s, came here through a lawful process. Through a lawful process, most of which came through Ellis Island or they came through San Francisco. And those people deserve better. Those people deserve the same respect of the rule of law that they showed when they came to this country. So Krasner starts out, an elected law enforcement officer of Philadelphia, just summarily accusing ICE of committing crimes. That's why I think they're actually serious about a civil war. We'll go deeper into that next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Are at an all-time low. Individual T-levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year, when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, scream in terror, and start looking for new ways to save money. If that's you, why not cut your wireless bill in half with a saver plan from Pure Talk? You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast 5G network for just $20 a month. Ho, ho, ho. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in minutes. Again, talk, text, and data for just $20 a month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lisa Dwyer reports on a new warning for protesters in Iran.
Iran's attorney general is warning that anyone taking part in anti-government protests will be considered an enemy of God, a charge that in Iran is punishable by the death penalty. Despite Iran cutting the nation off from the internet and international telephone calls, short online videos are being shared by activists. They say, show protesters chanting against Iran's government in the streets of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Protests in Iran have continued despite those threats. Dr. Michael Oren, an expert on the Middle East, as he is a former Israeli ambassador to the United States, truly believes Iran's leadership is in very real trouble.
Iran's not coming back. They've now just lost this ally in Venezuela. They've lost Syria. They've lost Lebanon. They've lost Gaza. What's left? What's left for this regime? Not much. And the quicker it goes, the better.
President Trump working on Friday to secure some $100 billion worth of U.S. investments in kickstarting Venezuela's oil capacity.
And the people of the United States are going to be big beneficiaries because we're going to be extracting, you know, numbers of, in terms of oil, like, you know, few people have ever seen, actually.
Venezuela enjoys the world's largest proven reserves of crude oil, but capacity has been severely diminished over the past 20 years. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's too soon to tell who's going to come out ahead in the midterm elections.
You're definitely with redistricting efforts now that's going on around the country. We really don't know yet what the final number is going to look like for these swing toss-up seats, ones that maybe went for Kamala or went for Trump. But now with redistricting, the margins look different on the ability to win those. I think you are looking at less than 20 competitive, real, true races in the country.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. More from townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Stocks rebounding to new records on Friday.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street following a mixed report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 237 points. That's about 0.5%. The Dow also set its own all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market following the jobs update. The report could delay another cut to interest rates by the Federal Reserve, but doesn't rule it out.
That is Sutel reporting. 45 men and women, along with their supporters, took part in a cycling event organized by the Wounded Warrior Project Friday. Walt Piott, a CEO of Wounded Warrior, says it's all about encouraging healing.
So a lot of people today, but the focus is really on the 45 warriors because this ride is for them. This is part of their therapy. It is a bike ride, but it's really not that. It's really the therapy about getting them connected, getting them outside. And
you'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. There's a record-breaking comic book sale.
A rare copy of the comic book that introduced the world to Superman has sold for millions. The comic book copy that was once stolen from the home of actor Nicolas Cage has been sold in a private deal for a record-breaking $15 million. That eclipses the previous record set last November when a copy of Superman No. 1 was sold at an auction for $9.12 million. The Action Comics No. 1 sale was negotiated by Manhattan-based Metropolis Collectibles, Comic Connect. The comic sold for 10 cents when it came out in 1938 and marks the beginning of the superhero genre. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
General Motors will be hit with charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter after sales of electric vehicles sputtered in the U.S. That's when the government cut tax incentives to buy them. It also eased auto emissions standards. GM has been a leader in trying to make the switch from gas engines to electric. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dumbest people I think I know on the planet. Does he really want to call in the Minnesota National Guard? Because as we know from history and Supreme Court rulings, they can call in the National Guard all they want to, and then the president can federalize them. Just as Eisenhower did in 1957 in Little Rock, or as Kennedy did in 1962 in Arkansas. Or maybe I'll get that backwards. And then what?
You're going to jail if you commit crimes in the city of Philadelphia. You will.
Okay. How about you say that to all of the drugs and the drug dealers and the thugs and all the criminals You know, whether it's organized crime or disorganized crime or anything. How about that? How about you clean up Philadelphia first and quit worrying about ICE agents? And it's not just the district attorney. This is the sheriff of Philadelphia, Rochelle Bilal, who has previously declared her unwillingness to cooperate with federal law enforcement. She's more than happy to make the arrests.
Good afternoon. I'm Rochelle Bilal, the sheriff of the city and county of Philadelphia. And I say her name, Renee Good.
Renee Good.
This should not have happened. But
you know what? She's absolutely right. Renee Good should still be alive. But she is the proximate cause of her own death. By her actions. And her wife's actions. And all of her cohorts around her who were blockading that street that day in Minneapolis. So say her name all you want. And I believe, don't get me wrong, I think it's tragic. I think it's tragic any time that, you know, some dumbass turns around and pulls a gun on a cop and a cop blows him away. Or somebody breaks into the home of a, you know, an 80-year-old, you know, Vietnam vet who's just tired of his home being broken into, so he blows him back out the door. It's tragic. But I understand it. And I approve of it.
We're here today. Let know that law enforcement professionals, real ones, not the fake made-up ICE, probably Trump's new army to attack citizens of the United States.
I want you to put yourself for a moment in the shoes of the useful idiots who are listening to this. People who don't like Donald Trump, don't like immigration enforcement. They probably don't, first of all, they don't like even if you've got a riot going on for whatever reason. Forget immigration. It's going on because of some other reason. It's going on because the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl again. And so they're out rioting. These people, these law enforcement people are trying to convince you that what those rioters are doing celebrating a Super Bowl win or, you know, a mostly peaceful protest where they're burning down buildings, whether it be in Portland or Minneapolis or any place else in the country, that they're not the criminals. The criminals are the people who are trying to stop them from doing that. Have you had enough of this yet? Because what's really going on is a battle. The death of this woman, Renee Good, has been all over the news, described as sudden. It was a shocking event. I don't think we should talk about it that way. We now know she has immersed herself for weeks in organized activities, in a network that puts together these organized activities that has the mission statement of disrupting federal immigration enforcement. It's an actual network. It's not some, you know, just ad hoc, oh, we just suddenly, you know, I saw something on Facebook, so I thought I'd go out and, you know, and join the crowd. No, this is a network. It's called ICE Watch. And it doesn't just observe or document law enforcement activity. You know, I've heard many people describe her as a legal observer. She was not a legal observer. If she was, she was breaking the law by observing what she was doing, not because she has the right to go legally observe from the sidewalk. You don't have the right to legally observe by blocking a public roadway. In fact, you don't have the right to block a public roadway just because you're tired of people driving down your street. I've got one guy on my street that, you know, sometimes, not always, but sometimes I think comes around the curve just a little too fast. Maybe what I should do is just go out and just park, you know, I'm not going to park my Beamer, but I'll park my old Jeep Grand Cherokee out and block the street, force him to slow down. How long before somebody complains and I've got a deputy sheriff out ticketing me for obstructing a public roadway? But somehow she thinks, because she wears the moniker, I'm a legal observer, that she's immune from the law. Or that she's immune from physics, the law of physics for that matter. They don't want to observe or document law enforcement activity. No, this network trains these people to interfere physically. They train them to refuse lawful commands, to block vehicles. They train them to use their own cars as tools of obstruction. And then they create a scene. It's almost as if they've got a movie director out there. And it's designed to create virtual outrage. I'm so tired of the rage in this country. But it's not incidental to this movement. It's central to its strategy. Those of you who have listened to the program either on the weekend or during the weekday know that I've gone through in depth. You can find it. It'll be in the titles. You can go back and find the podcast where I've described the Cloward-Piven strategy. Now, this is not exactly the Cloward-Piven strategy because they are indeed trying to create chaos and they are indeed trying to destroy the system. But Cloward-Piven was originally designed to do chaos and destroy the welfare system so that they could put in a socialist system. This is more along the line of rules for radicals, although I think Cloward-Piven fits also. This is not incidental to the movement. This is their mission statement. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text line, of course, is always open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. We're talking about what happened in Minneapolis. And I'm trying to describe to you that this was not a random event. This is, well, it's in a coarse vernacular, it's FAFO. And I wasn't aware of this, but to show you just how these people operate, I wasn't aware until somebody sent me a text, which is why I appreciate the text line so much. She has someone has organized a GoFundMe campaign for the surviving wife and the child. And I think she abandoned two children in Colorado. I don't know whether they're still here or not, but I've heard, so it may or may not be true, that she abandoned two children here, moved to Minnesota, and has a child there too. But that, this GoFundMe, $1.5 million. $1.5 million. They've closed the GoFundMe account, and they're putting it in a trust, I suppose, to keep them from just wasting the money away. So I at least give them credit for that. But $1.5 million. That's kind of interesting. You engage in an illegal activity. You FAFO, and then you end up DRT, dead right there, as I described in some taxpayer relief shots. And now the public, using all of their guilt and all of their compassion, raised $1.5 million for. Wow. You want to, you know, if you're desperate and want to raise money for your family and you're suicidal, I guess go out and, you know, try to run over a ICE agent. But I don't want you to think that all of this was somehow coincidental. It was just a series of, you know, unfortunate events. No, this is something that was pre-planned. This is something that any rational person, I got to emphasize and italicize the word rational, any rational person would know this could be a likely outcome. What were you doing on Monday, December 29, between 2 and 5:30 p.m.? Do you remember? I have to go back and look at my calendar, but I know I was still on vacation, so I don't think I was reading the news, and I certainly wasn't going to any sort of training session. But on Monday, December 29, between 2 and 5:30 p.m., an ICE Watch training session was being publicly promoted and held. And then on Monday, January 5, between 6 and 7:30 p.m., in Minneapolis, a local ICE Watch had a welcome and orientation meeting. Hey, come on down. We'll have some cookies and Kool-Aid. And, well, they're probably drinking the Kool-Aid. And we'll get you going. So this woman and her partner went to at least one of those events, if not two. I can't ascertain both, but I know they attended at least one of the events. So this is not a social gathering. This is a training session. Trained to do certain things in particular. You know what they are? Identifying the tactics for knowing what is an ICE vehicle. What does an ICE vehicle look like? How do you identify an ICE vehicle? How do you track the agents as they move across different locations? How do you block a public roadway? How do you refuse a command in such a way that it appears to be non-threatening, yet still refusing a command? And how do you maintain the confrontation between yourself and the ICE agent just long enough to attract a camera and a crowd and yet avoid anything happening? I guess her timing was off. I think she stayed just a little too long, don't you? So that was Monday, December 29, and then Monday, January 5, and then 2 days later, on Wednesday, January 7, she took her lessons and put them into practice. Federal officials have said, and I think the video evidence supports, that she and her partner had actually been stalking, impeding, and blocking ICE officers for hours before we see the shooting. The Department of Homeland Security says that she had been following agents in at least two prior locations that morning and is reported to have positioned her vehicle to obstruct the movement. This was not a single encounter. This is what I would call a rolling confrontation. Now, you've surely watched enough movies. If you haven't, then let me describe it for you. You've seen the movies where, you know, you got a guy who is, you know, maybe he's the good guy, the bad guy. It doesn't make any difference. But the good guy or the bad guy is driving along the streets of Manhattan. And suddenly he finds the roadway in front of him blocked. And so he's wanting to escape. So he turns around. Or he looks over his shoulder to back up. The roadway behind him is blocked. Now he knows what's about to go down. Now, what if that person on that street in Manhattan, or for that matter, that street in Minneapolis, happens to be a law enforcement officer? You know what a blockade is. I know what a blockade is. Of course, you immediately kind of, the hair on your neck stands up, get a little bit of goosebumps, the adrenaline starts to flow, and you know that a confrontation is about to occur. And I describe it that way because that's exactly what these people want. They want the confrontation. They want the nervousness. It's almost as if they don't realize that they're actually being suicidal. They don't it would be no different. Look, I haven't been stopped in a long time, but having represented highway patrolmen before, represented police officers before when I was practicing law, I have a standard practice if I ever get stopped. I turn on the interior lights, roll down my window, the passenger side window, put my hands on the wheel, stare straight forward. Even when the officer approaches me, I don't look at the officer until he speaks. And then I keep my hands on the steering wheel until he speaks, and I look at him, and when he asks for my driver's license and registration, I will then at that point say, they're in the console, or they're in the glove compartment, may I reach for them? Because I don't want any misunderstanding, whether I've done anything wrong or not, or even whether the cop's belligerent or not, whether he's having a good day or a bad day. Now, go back to the day that this occurred, Wednesday, 9:30 in the morning. The Minneapolis cops have already responded to a shooting call. The critical moments occurred just minutes earlier. A shooting call. In addition to a blockade. And you're law enforcement? You're an ICE agent? What are you thinking? You think about that, and I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to the most wonderful time of the year, when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, scream in terror, and start looking for new ways to save money. If that's you, why not cut your wireless bill in half with a saver plan from Pure Talk? You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast 5G network for just $20 a month. Ho, ho, ho. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you switch in minutes. Again, talk, text, and data for just $20 a month.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just a few years ago. Oh, no, it was 7 years ago. But this shows you how progressivism progresses and how it builds and builds and builds on itself over time. May I remind you, as someone just reminded me on the text line, that yes, they were calling for this kind of stuff in June of 2018. Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
You have members of your cabinet that have been booed out of restaurants. Who have protesters taking up at their house. Who saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. And guess what? We're going to win this battle because while you try and quote the Bible, Jeff Sessions and others, you really don't know the Bible. God is on our side. On the side of the children. On the side of what's right. On the side of what's honorable. On the side of understanding that if we can't protect the children, we can't protect anybody. And so, let's stay the course. Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. We've got to get the children connected to their parents. The children are...
And again, it had to do with immigration. But you show up, you create some chaos, you create a crowd, you create a disturbance, and, yeah, that's been the plan all along. And that's what they're carrying out. So let's go back. Wednesday, January 7th, 3 days ago. The Minneapolis cops had already responded to a shooting call. And now frame-by-frame analysis shows officers approaching her Honda Pilot at 9:37:08 in the morning. Shots fired were at 9:30 a.m. Officers can be heard ordering her to exit the vehicle. Yes, they're yelling at her. You know, let me put a footnote right there. Law enforcement is not always pretty. It's not always something that we look at and go, ooh. He just slammed him to the ground. Yes, in order to get control of the situation, if someone is resisting arrest, refusing to follow orders, he is, you know, now you can cross the line. You can't slam their head and just pound it into the pavement. But if someone's resisting arrest, you can do what you need to do to get them on the ground so you can get them handcuffed to protect yourself, your fellow officers, any public that's watching, anybody else, and to effect the arrest. I use this example, and it's kind of getting old now, but I think it's a great example. If your grandmother dies of unnatural causes, you want to know what the cause is. So you may have an autopsy done. You want the results. You don't want to see the autopsy. Trust me, you don't ever want to see an autopsy. Unless you're a medical examiner, or you're a doctor, or you're a biologist, or you're a hunter, and you know what it's like to cut into an elk or whatever. You don't want to see it. Because it's not very pretty. Saw that skull open. Saw that chest open. Put the clamps on. Open that chest up. Open everything up. Start digging around. Yeah, you don't want to see your grandmother like that. Just like we don't want to see arrests that have to get a little tough. But nonetheless, we do. So again, shots fired at 9:30 a.m. according to the Minneapolis Police Department. They're responding to a shooting call. So the ICE agents know because they're monitoring the radio traffic. And then at 9:37 a.m., 7 minutes, 8 seconds later, they can be heard ordering her to exit the vehicle. And yeah, they're screaming at her. I'd be screaming at them too. Instead, the vehicle was put in reverse. It backed several feet. While the officer's hands were on the window, on the door handle, and actually reaching inside. Now, just before all of that occurred, the driver, Ms. Good, had dropped off her partner several blocks away. She was walking up to the scene, positioning herself to video what was going on. Now, that detail should not be overlooked, because the filming is part of the training. It's not incidental. She just didn't do it because, oh, look, my wife's up there and she's, you know, arguing with an ICE agent. No, that's because they wanted, created, expected, and wanted to record the confrontation. They were expecting an escalation. She expected something to happen so that she could record it and then send it out and have it go viral all over social media and, again, inflame the emotions of everybody that doesn't understand all of everything that went before and after that. Probably, what, 30-second video. And then the wife joins in the taunting. At one point, she even attempted to get back in the car from the passenger side just as her wife was putting it into reverse. So it was total chaos, but it was chaos with a purpose. Don't forget that. It was chaos with a purpose. Now, just to give you a time frame, that was at 9:37:08. 9 a.m., 37 minutes and 8 seconds in the morning. 9:37:08 a.m. At 9:37:13, got that? 5 seconds later. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, boom. Now, if you look at the video and the metadata analysis, it shows that she put the car in reverse, or I'm sorry, put the car back into drive, accelerated toward the agent just before the shots. Everybody has slowed it down because, you know, here's what, slowing down video has two effects. One, it helps give you a frame-by-frame analysis. But to the untrained eye, it distorts the timeline. So when you look at 5 seconds, but you look at that 5 seconds over 15 seconds, you can draw a lot different conclusions than you should. So the agent gets struck. 3 shots are fired in rapid succession. She was transported to a medical center, and she's pronounced dead. Very little is talked about, but after the shooting, the spouse was captured on video. I played this video this past week, that it was her fault. She'd been pressured. She had pressured her wife to join Ice Watch. She said she pressured her to be there that morning. She said that if not for her, her wife would not have been killed. Now, as a lawyer, I'm telling you, those are incredibly important statements because she made those contemporaneous with the incident. Oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have done this. This is all my fault. And then she gets cleaned up because the original video shows her kind of sweaty and she's distraught and she's, you know, her hair's all messed up and she's really, you know, she's upset. Those are important to me as a lawyer because that's what somebody is thinking immediately after a traumatic event. Not 2 hours later, after you've gotten into a CNN studio where they've cleaned you up, put makeup on, sat you down, told you what they'd like to ask you about. And have you ever seen a television interview where the interviewer is asking a series of questions? And then the last question is something, it's the conclusion that they want you, the person being interviewed, to say. So the interviewer might say, so then you must have thought that the sky was blue. And the person being interviewed says, yes, that's right, the sky was blue. That's exactly what CNN was doing. Now, people want to dismiss the contemporaneous statements as some form of grief. No, you don't dismiss those. In a court of law, they would align too closely with the structure, the incentives of the movement, too close to the event to be ignored. They would be incredibly important evidence in a trial. Yeah. And this is all being done on purpose. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's C-H-O-Q.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This segment, I'd like for you to get your crayons and your Big Chief tablet out, because I want to make sure you understand something as we move forward through this news story that is absolutely inherent for you to understand about an individual, whether that is a cop or a civilian, about the law of self-defense. In modern American jurisprudence, self-defense, what justifies the use of force, is almost always the defender's reasonable perception of an imminent threat. It is not whether the assailant, in fact, even intended or was even able to carry out the threat. Put it a little differently. The focus is on what the situation reasonably looked like to the defendant, the one who is being threatened at the time, rather than on the perpetrator's ultimately proven state of mind or the actual dangerousness. It is the perceived threat. This is a core rule. Reasonable belief, not actual danger. Almost every jurisdiction in this country frames self-defense around a reasonable belief or reasonable perception standard. The defendant must actually believe that they face an imminent unlawful threat of force. I know that's subjective, but that's the rule. And that belief must be a reasonable person in the same circumstances could have held. That's the objective prong of the test. The first one, that they actually believe, is subjective. The second prong, that the belief must be reasonable, is objective. And that's a reasonable person. So put yourself in that situation. Courts have therefore routinely instructed juries that actual danger is not necessary so long as, under the circumstances, there was an appearance of peril that would cause a reasonable person in that position to fear death or great bodily harm. A classic formulation appears in a case out of Minnesota, State versus Baker. The court approved an instruction to the jury that says this: actual danger is not necessary to justify self-defense. Hey, Minnesotans, are you listening? The second jury instruction in State versus Baker, Minnesota Supreme Court, 1968, long-held jurisprudence in that state. If one is confronted with the appearance of danger that arouses in a reasonable person an honest conviction of impending death or great bodily harm, and the person acts on that appearance, quote, his right of self-defense is the same whether such danger is real or merely apparent. Now, I just want to make sure you understand that as you hear Larry Krasner in Philadelphia screaming about ICE committing crimes, these people are lying to you about the law. And that just infuriates me. Now, similar formulations, Minnesota's not unique. Don't think I'm choosing Minnesota because it's unique. Wisconsin pattern instructions. A person acting in self-defense may be mistaken about perceiving an imminent threat, provided the mistake was reasonable. So you could even be wrong. But as long as you're being reasonable about it, oh, I thought he was going to hit me. I thought she was coming toward me. It certainly appeared to me from my vantage point that she was going to hit me. In fact, she did hit him. Go to Massachusetts. I wanted to pick these two states because they're liberal states. In Massachusetts, the practice is this. Courts evaluate the case, quote, from the perspective of the defendant at the time. So the person that feels the threat. They focus on whether there was a, quote, reasonable perception of a threat, not just actual harm, not actual intent, just whether the person who feels the threat had a reasonable perception of a threat. Now, jurisdictions do differ on how far they go in privileging or agreeing with or allowing that perception. Perfect self-defense, meaning there's complete justification. To do that generally requires both an actual belief and that the belief be objectively reasonable. Imperfect self-defense, in some states, recognizes a genuinely held but unreasonable belief which can mitigate murder down to manslaughter by negating malice even though the force is not fully justified. So, you might be imperfect. It might be that, you shouldn't have, but we understand that it was imperfect, but you're not going to be charged with murder. You shouldn't have done it manslaughter instead. The model penal code textually speaks in terms of, The model penal code is something that the national state legislative councils put together as, if you want to write self-defense, you want to write laws, here are some model codes that we put out. It's very well recognized, and it's very widely used. The model penal code textually speaks in terms of whether the actor believes force is immediately necessary, which some courts and commentators read as a little more subjective. But in practice, U.S. law usually couples that with a reasonableness or a normatively constrained standard. In other words, the perceived threat doctrine is clearest in a mistake of fact where the assailant is not actually dangerous. Now, all the training and litigation materials acknowledge that a significant fraction of justified police shootings involve a mistaken yet reasonable belief in an imminent threat of death or serious bodily harm, emphasizing that legal analysis keys off perception and reasonableness, not later discovered facts. So for all of these people out there screaming about how she was murdered, she was killed, he committed a crime, you got to shut up and sit down. You really should shut up and sit down. In all of these, the defender's liability doesn't turn on the attacker's true intent, not even on the attacker's true capability, but on whether the defender's perception, given all of the observable circumstances, met that jurisdiction's reasonableness standard. So, just to give you a jurisprudential through line, I'd say this. Self-defense hinges on a defender's reasonable belief in imminent unlawful force, not on the actual intent, not on the actual ability, not on later proven danger posed by another person. Provided that belief is honestly held, that's subjective, but as long as it's honestly held and it meets the relevant reasonable test, whether it's objective or a modified subjective, the defender's conduct can be fully justified even if the perpetrator never intended to harm the defender or was even incapable of harming the defender. Keep that in mind as the cabal keeps trying to convince you that this ICE agent did something wrong. And then, just as a practical exercise, put yourself in that position. Yeah. Tell me what you would have done. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.